At its heart, agricultural policy is about maintaining the food supply. In the U.S., the emphasis has long been on keeping that supply cheap for consumers. It's something often lost in the debate over yields and subsidies and using cyberspace to run the farm.
The whole system's down?
Yeah, I can't get none of the mats or no markets or nothing.
Well, I got a letter yesterday that turned the dish east another quarter of an inch or something. Maybe satellite went down again today.
Jerry Nordick's computer connection to the grain markets isn't working. He says it doesn't much matter the way prices are. Nordick raises wheat, corn, and soybeans on 1,200 acres near Rosse. He says the idea of competing on the world market is fine, but it's not realistic because his European counterparts are guaranteed an income so they can afford to sell at lower prices.
How in the hell can I or my neighbor or the U.S. producer compete against that? You can't!
As past president of the Minnesota Wheat Growers, Nordick spent time lobbying on trade agreements and the Farm Bill. He says U.S. farmers were sold out in trade negotiations in exchange for good deals for American electronic and automotive industries. Nordick scoffs at those who say open markets make economic sense and low farm prices benefit consumers by keeping food prices down. He says food packaging costs far more than the raw product in the package.
Bottom line economics are you get 72 loaves of bread out of a bushel of wheat, and you could just about double the price of wheat, and it would have very little change on the price of a loaf of bread, so I think that's all hogwash.
Most American consumers may not draw a relation between the price farmers get and the cost of their grocery bill. In fact, Ronald Knutson says consumers just don't care. Knutson, director of ag economics at Texas A&M University, says that makes it hard for farmers to get support for higher prices. Knutson says Europeans pay more for food because their farmers are heavily subsidized. He says U.S. consumers don't care if farmers are making a profit as long as food prices stay relatively low.
You know, I think most consumers look at the issue as they don't really care whether the wheat comes from Canada or from the United States. What they're interested in is the price of the bread.
But farm advocate Bob Berglund says if the current trend continues, consumers will take notice. Berglund says if a few large corporations control agriculture, they'll also control food prices. Berglund was U.S. Secretary of Agriculture in the Carter administration. He says many countries in Europe and elsewhere have a policy of supporting farmers to ensure a stable food supply. He says the U.S. did have the same policy, but has now, with the Freedom to Farm Act, made a significant shift, basing agriculture policy on bottom-line economics.
The pure market economists that seem to run things these days don't really care what happens. They're determined they're going to have a pure market policy without regard to social consequences. I argued and still argue that you can't develop economic policies in a vacuum. You can't just say, well, this is... it's in everybody's best interest to have a pure market discipline and ignore the losers.
Those who favor current farm policy say there will always be winners and losers. That's economic reality. Minnesota Republican Senator Rod Graham says it may increase the pressure on farmers, but will help those who survive.
You know, you've got to learn to be as efficient, the best management you can in a very competitive market. But I think if we can develop, as we've tried to do with NAFTA and GATT, to open these markets, to give farmers the opportunity to have more places to sell their crops, I think in that area we're going to help drive the markets up and not down.
North Dakota Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan says that's fine in theory, but he says in a world market, U.S. companies go where the cheapest grain is. That often means buying subsidized foreign grain, which drives U.S. markets down. Dorgan says there may be an underlying philosophy of maintaining an affordable food supply, but he thinks current farm policy is driven by greed.
What is most at work here is that the big economic interests are preying on the smaller interests, and those who wrote the current farm bill said we will no longer be in the business of caring what happens to the smaller economic interest. You know, if a Cargill or a giant agri-factory or corporate farm can farm the entire state or farm America from California to Maine, what's the difference? Well, there's a big difference.
A Cargill spokesman says the company has no desire to control markets and needs farmers and consumers to be successful. Senator Dorgan says there's a fundamental but little debated question at the heart of farm policy. Does America want to ensure the future of family farms?
This isn't rocket science. The world is hungry. We produce food. Who produces it? Family farmers. You know, the cities are crowded. We have open space and good neighbors in rural areas. This isn't rocket science. If we can't figure out a way to put this together while we care for family farmers and nurture their existence in the future, then then we're not a very bright country. And I think this country is better than that. I think we ought to be able to sit down and figure out a way to give family farmers a chance to make a living.
Dorgan admits that debate is unlikely to happen as long as food prices are comparatively cheap. Farmer Jerry Nordic says Americans have it too good. They don't see the value of a stable food supply because grocery shelves have always been full.
This country has never been hungry before. And maybe the sooner that happens, maybe the sooner the wake-up call will come.
Nordic says he doesn't have the answers to farm policy. He only knows if he doesn't make a profit, he'll soon be out of business. I'm Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio.